Hello and welcome to Amplify. Yvonne, it's our 100th episode. How did that happen?
I'm not quite sure, Jonathan, but evidently time just flies when you're making podcasts and talking to all the interesting people active in new music in Ireland at the moment. And it's been a while since we recorded an episode of the podcast. That's because we decided to press the pause button on Amplify for just a few months to develop some other interesting projects.
Yes, since November of last year, I've been working on a radio series for the Lyric feature on RTE Lyric FM called We Only Want the Earth. It's a two-part documentary that looks at how composers are responding to the climate challenge in their work. The programmes take interviews I recorded with 10 composers last summer and asks if sound and music can help us face the climate crisis.
And your mode of transport to reach all these composers across the island involved lots of fresh air and exercise.
Indeed. Cycling has been a big passion for me for a long time, and I need very little encouragement to hop on a bike. Since the theme of the series is around climate change and sustainability, I decided to travel by bike with my recording equipment. So as well as talking to the composers about their music, it became a kind of a journey for me.
And so for this 100th episode of Amplify, we're going to share a short extract from the first episode of this series, We Only Want the Earth, which was just broadcast on RTE Lyric FM last Sunday, St. Patrick's Day.
And both episodes will be available to listen back to on the RTE player and also on a podcast. All the information on how to find the episodes is in the show notes for this episode, and you can also visit cmc.ie/we only want the earth, all one word. That's cmc.ie/we only want the earth.
In this extract, we hear from two of the composers who feature in the series, Natalia Bayliss and Robert Coleman.
I visited Natalia at her home in Leitrim in July, and I got to cycle up to the Belfast Hills to see Robert Coleman leading a sound walk in May. Talking to both artists, you get a real sense that both of them really care very deeply about the climate challenge, and this is reflected very strongly in their work.
There's ways to touch people with sounds that they remember. To use sound to get people to think about, well, if I still want that sound in my life, or the corncrake or something, how do we look at making sure to protect enough habitats to keep those sounds in our lives? Because when they're all gone, like when all those animal sounds are gone, oh, the world will be such an empty place.
That's Natalia Bayliss, a Leitrim-based composer and sound artist. You're hearing part of her work, Lost for Annie. This piece uses recordings she made before and after a commercial forest near where she lives was cut down. It's something that has had a profound impact on her.
Like that part of my piece where it's just the person walking on the road. There's no sound of nature. It's lonely. It's empty. It's devoid of richness of life.
Heading?
We are currently located in Drumna Dubber. This is the townland. And up until a couple years ago, just over those trees at the end of the driveway, and just beyond these trees and at the back, we were surrounded by Sitka spruce, commercial forestry Sitka spruce. So it was all around us. So we're walking out to the end of the driveway to have a little look at what it looks like now. The trees were here, it was lovely. me and the dog used to walk straight across from our driveway into the forestry every morning and have our coffee. And you could just walk along in amidst all these beautiful trees. There used to be lovely hedgerows in amongst the trees.
Yeah.
You could walk around, but when they clear felled everything, they clear felled not only the Sitka spruce, they run over the old hedgerows, yeah. They kill the homes of anything that might burrow in there. Like there's no food in there really, but animals live in there and then come out to eat. We use trees for building. We use trees for toilet paper. We use trees for telephone poles. They're a necessary industry, the forestry industry. These areas are beautiful, aren't they? They're just
gorgeous.
Rewilding. There's willows, there's oaks, there's birch, there's hazels. It's so rich. What is this gonna happen to this land? It's replanted with Sitka spruce. They come in, they take out all the trees that aren't Sitka spruce. It all grows up again, depletes the soil. And at the moment, they don't know if the soil can withstand a third planting. So after they clear fell after a second round, there's a chance the soil won't regenerate for, who knows, decades, possibly longer. I've spent a lot of time thinking about how art and music and artists and musicians can positively affect things about the climate or environment. I think it's a big thing for artists at the moment to try to figure out what can we actually do? How are we actually useful in helping propel change? I don't have the answer. I have a starting point. So I thought the beauty of all the rewilding in all these areas right around me, and the beauty of this field, which is just, it's just so full of different grasses and life and flowers and moths and butterflies. And, you know, the premise is somehow starting with what can I actually do locally, possibly to affect change. So I'm trying to start from as local of a point as possible.
Cycling down a lovely tree-lined avenue. It's giving me a little bit of shelter from the drizzle we have.
I'm cycling to Glasnabraddon Woods in the hills of Belfast to meet up with composer Robert Coleman. Glasnabraddon Woods is a newly planted forest, and Robert is leading a sound walk there with the Hive vocal ensemble and members of the public.
And we have arrived.
Thanks very much for coming. I'm Rob, by the way. Most of you have met me by now. So I'm a composer and sound artist, and I've been working away, kind of getting to know this side over the...
Listening and being present in the natural world is at the heart of his work, and for him, creativity and environmental activism go hand in hand. Like Natalia Bayliss, Robert Coleman's work starts at the local level, exploring the biodiversity of places through sound.
For me, I often say this now about listening, there is like an understanding generally that goes with the idea of listening. I think when we think about the difference between hearing and listening, if you hear something, who knows, you're not sure what it might have been, maybe you do, but listening sort of suggests I'm with you. There's sort of maybe some empathy there.
And so we're now going to do a little listening exercise ourselves in which you guys can take some little notes as I have done. So I have little cue cards for everyone here. So we'll pass around just a little card. And what we're going to do is we're just going to walk up to the first gateway, and you guys can just listen out and see what you hear. So of course on site here there's a number of birds, that's like a very obvious one, but you'll hear other things too. So you can think about the man-made sounds.
City,
So I've been on site here as well at the crack of dawn throughout all different seasons and listening to what's here. And in my research, a lot of what this has sort of been leading me down the route of bird language recently. So a lot of the recordings you will hear definitely involve the birds and the bird species on site. And we'll get into a bit of understanding more about the birds, as well as hearing then the whole context of the site here with the tree planters and what it means.
That's Robert Coleman's composition, Capturing Sound, performed by Robert with the violinist Larissa O'Grady. Robert is working on a doctorate in composition, focused on ecological sound art at Queen's University Belfast.
Yeah, well, ecological sound art, it's basically dealing with ecology and making sound art out of that. It has definitely a deep meaning in the sense that it's, I think by its nature, it's sort of quite political as well. Because of what's happening today in the world, and when you're dealing with issues of ecology and the context that's surrounding all that, by nature, I think as an artist, there's different standpoints that you are forced to take almost within that research and getting to know what's happening. Like in some of my projects, I've been sort of dealing with different groups and sort of ways in which you can get them engaged with the soundscape and through that with the world around them and just building an understanding. Then, of course, like artists deal with kind of ideas of metaphor. They can describe some aspect of, who knows, a species that's going extinct or something through just making a piece of musical work. And so this whole world of kind of ecology and the biodiversity is sort of opened up through listening and through our ears, in a sense.
Robert Coleman's Capturing Sound, performed by Larissa O'Grady and the composer himself. And we heard from Robert Coleman and Natalia Bayliss in that extract from CMC's radio series for RTE Lyric FM, We Only Want the Earth. And you can watch a performance by Larissa O'Grady of that work by Robert Coleman on CMC's YouTube channel. And the link for that is in the show notes. Another work developed collaboratively with Larissa O'Grady also features in the radio series. It's Judith Ring's Swept Through the Floods, an atmospheric work for violin and electronics that sets the tone at the opening of each episode.
We were so lucky to have Judith's piece Swept Through the Floods as the theme music for this series. Judith is also one of the featured composers in We Only Want the Earth, and this haunting piece, recorded in CMC by our colleague Keith Fennell, was written in response to seeing news coverage of flooding in Pakistan. And though it's not always possible for us to feature recordings in their entirety here on Amplify, for our 100th episode, we've made an exception. Here is the complete recording of Swept Through the Floods, composed by Judith Ring and performed by Larissa O'Grady. Thank you. That was Larissa O'Grady performing Swept Through the Floods by Judith Ring. We'll be back again soon with more regular episodes. Until then, thanks for listening and bye for now.